And Pat LaMusta now is our guest. He's Linfield High School coach. And coach, looking at the write-up by Kyle on the game, a big game, a really typical championship-type high school game between you and Amesbury. At least that's what it looks like on paper.
It was an intense game, lots of hard hits, just physical on both sides, some great offensive plays by both teams. We were lucky we had a few more big explosive plays that kind of gave us the lead early, and we were able to maintain it.
I'm going to I'll be connecting to the story for Kyle's story on our post, so we don't need to go over the whole game, but I do have to ask you about maybe some of your best players or something that they did during the game. And you know, I always ask you, Pat, about the line, but you know, who are some of the guys who come right to mind as really having an excellent game on the weekend?
I think Tyler Adamo had a tough first play. You know, interception on the first play, and then, you know, he was able to bounce back and had a heck of a game the rest of the game. Two touchdown passes to Joey Cuccinello, and then one rushing touchdown. So he was able to bounce back from that, which was cool. Mm-hmm. And then he just continues to be a great leader on our team. And then Kyle Schmitz on defense, I think he ended up with like over 10 tackles, playing safety. He's not one of the bigger guys on the team, but he plays so fast, and he's a physical kid. And we're fortunate to have him as like a run stopping safety.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Pat,
and then obviously the D line and the O line played awesome. You have to against Amesbury; they're always strong up front. So you know, we had about 6 to 8 guys that we were rotating in on D line, and then the offensive line did a great job allowing Tyler to get some room to throw some footballs.
Being able to rotate kids, is there a tendency to wear the other teams down maybe in the second half?
Yeah, I think we've been fortunate to have some depth on the D-line and even in the defensive backfield to kind of, you know, to have some guys that just play one way and rotate in, so we're able to, you know, play with some fresh legs in the fourth quarter.
When a kid makes a play, Pat, that he's out there on an island all by himself, like an interception or a fumble or something like that. What's the general coaching style or the coaching lesson that coaches do? Because I know we read about, you know, you read about at the pro level, Belichick just sits the guy down. You can't do that in high school.
Yeah, I think and I've said it to you before, I think, like, we're talking about a bad play, right?
Yeah. Like you said, your quarterback came back, you know, from an opening play, you know, and he just bounced back. And that's he's been taught well. He's got a right attitude, and that's coaching.
I think I went to tell him next play you're going to be fine, and he was like, next play. He like beat me to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so he was ready to you know, short memory. but I think some players, I think it's harder, but I think Tyler's really matured. And he knows, like, as the leader of the offense, he can't hang his head.
Excellent. All right. Okay, Coach, heading toward the home stretch of the season already, or at least the regular season. However, you have a non-league game coming up with North Attleboro. What's the strategy this week with your team in terms of practices and so on? And then maybe if you know anything about North Attleboro, you can pass that along to us.
So they're big. They have some athletes. They run two tight ends, which is not something, I mean, we see it with Amesbury, but you don't see it that much when you look across the whole Cal, and they run the I formation. So they're going to be, a downhill team. So I think there's things from the Amesbury game we can carry over. But they're going to be tough. They got some speed, like I said. And I think on the offensive end, we just need to continue to get better at what we do and not try to draw up crazy things in the sand and just get better at what we do and get the balls out there to the athletes in space, wherever the space is. And then on defense, it's going to be trying to like counter their big offensive line, getting creative where we can, but trying to match their size up front with some speed and pursuit.
All right, this is a home game for you guys, and it's at 6:30 on Friday, right?
It's 6:30 Friday in Linfield.
In Linfield, yep. Okay. Hey, Pat, I know, sounds like you're kind of a little horsey there from working out with the kids and practice and stuff, but I appreciate your taking the time. Congratulations on just a fabulous start so far.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Coach. Talk to you later. Take care.
All